John McCain's name has long been linked with the issue of campaign finance reform after years of debate over the McCain-Feingold Act. Now Barack Obama is staking a claim on that issue as well. NPR's Peter Overby has details.
Obama has spurned lobbyist and PAC money ever since he declared for president. Yesterday, wielding his new power as party leader, he told the National Party Committee to swear off, too. He was speaking in Bristol, Virginia.
We will not take a dime from Washington lobbyists or special interest PACs. We're going to change how Washington works. They will not fund my party. They will not run our White House, and they will not drown out the voices of the American people when I'm president of the United States of America.
Obama also dispatched a close advisor, consultant Paul Tews, to the DNC, where he'll be working with Chairman Howard Dean. Lobbyists have been fundamental to most modern presidential campaigns, and controversial, too. But never before have they gotten this pariah treatment, as Obama and McCain joust to be the reformer of Washington's sinful ways. Of course, neither candidate is totally pure. Obama may not want money from lobbyists, but he'll take advice from some of them. McCain is okay with the cash, but last month he purged his staff. Lobbyists had to choose between their campaign positions and their lobbying gigs. Obama is also out front on fundraising transparency. He says that from now on, reporters can come inside at his money events. McCain, despite his reformer reputation, doesn't do that. A reporter asked him why.
Thank you. It's because the people who are the fund raising the money request that.
So, bottom line, what does it cost the DNC to take the Obama pledge? Well, lobbyists and PACs account for just 7% of the paltry $4 million that the DNC has in the bank. On the other hand, Obama has 1.5 million donors eager to give more. Political scientist Tony Corrado.
You're giving up what will probably be a couple of $1 million worth of funding in exchange for hopefully tens of millions of dollars in individual contributions.
So for Democrats, it may be a chance to do well while looking good. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.